This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Summertime song, Lionel Richie. Easy like Sunday morning. I'm not a Commodores fan, but I'm a Lionel Richie fan. Is that sort of oxymoronic?
No, I get it.
All right, so here we are, easily working our way back into your life after you heard the news. We'll talk about some of the things in the news, because that's what happens here on these conversations programs, the events of the day, the things that we can bring to you with the players and what they're doing and how it's working. Here's something that's so wonderful. I love this sort of a reality. Residents raising thousands of dollars for a milkman who's retiring. He was a milkman for 50 years, and he doesn't have quite enough money to survive. So his state pension will kick in next year. Meanwhile, he's been delivering jugs of milk to people in a particular neighborhood since 1976. Mick the Milk. That's what they call him. His name is Mick Tutton. Mick the Milk. He decided to take the opportunity to retire after his electric milk truck broke down. See? Don't buy electric anything. They break down. Right? Couldn't fix the truck. So he decided he was going to retire. So there was a special fundraiser at a local pub. Raised $20,000. And he got it as a retirement present, so that he is going to be okay until his retirement officially kicks in. So this is the kind of thing that people do. It's all around the world. People are good. People are thinking about others and not just themselves. And that's just something that I came across that I thought was a great story. It's a visualization, much as anything else. You can see everybody gathering around and throwing a few bucks into the pot. That sort of thing. It's a manifestation. People will, we decide to do something and then we do it. That's it. And as often as you think about something, I wish it were this way or that way, why don't you turn it around a little bit and think, well, this is the way it is, or this is the way I want it to be. And then you are better prepared for what seems to be sometimes the impossible. There are miracles that happen every day. Here's the story of three people, Jay, who survived after a small plane crashed into a home in Texas. Three people in the hospital, but they only had mild injuries. Who would have thought they would have survived after you look at the plane at the house?
Yeah,
and they walked away.
Mangled.
Yeah. They were able to walk away from the wreckage. And so, is that a miracle? Yep. Are there miracles every day? Yes. These little planes, I wanted to learn.
There was nobody
how to fly
in the place, too.
Yeah, right, exactly. Nobody in the house. Right, yep. So, these folks say words cannot explain what happened. One of the people involved, Monica Stenson, said, I just thank God that it's we're okay. Everybody's okay. And so that's it. When you're thinking that everything is awful and everything is falling apart, yes, there are miracles. Here's another one. And it involves a helicopter pilot this time who two of his passengers were flying over a volcano. And just as it erupted, so it pushed the helicopter, pushes the helicopter, lost control, and the people in the helicopter jumped out of it into the sea. And they survived. There's one of these tourism companies, they have the helicopters all over the place. You can take a helicopter ride around Los Angeles, take a helicopter ride around most areas of the country. I know they have a lot of them in Las Vegas. you can get a ride and just and there are sometimes I remember thinking I'm going to take a helicopter ride today. I forget where I was, but it got to be really windy, and I thought, nah, maybe not. But just, you know, think about the chances going up in them. It's cool. A lot of people want to take a great ride, and there you can see all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in Hawaii, a year ago Thanksgiving, I took the helicopter ride around the island, and it was fabulous, breathtaking. And you get down so close to some of the things, you know, you can really see and almost feel like you're touching it. And that's really the benefit of going out on a helicopter ride in some of these places. But in this circumstance, the pilot lost control and said, everybody jump out. So everybody jumped out, and they all survived. So good for them. Yep, that's another miracle, right? I'm trying to decide where I want, whether I want to go negative here.
Do we have to?
Nah. Well, there's a whole big to-do, and it's mostly political, around the vaccines. This is coming back to the surface again, because there are now people who are looking at, if you can imagine, you get nothing better to do than look at your party affiliation. Who died from COVID that was a Democrat? I mean, believe this. Who is a Democrat and who is a Republican? And did more Republicans who didn't want the vaccine die than Democrats who got the got the vaccine? I'd probably talk to Ken Kronos about this week on his Good Day Health program, as you can hear on a lot of these same stations. So there's a report in the Journal of the American Medical Association which did just that. It underscored the partisan divide over coronavirus vaccines, and that more people who are Democrats saved their life by having the vaccine than those people who are Republicans who didn't. These people need to get a life. But I just thought the only reason I brought it up is because you can find this sort of thing no matter what, where you look and what you're looking for. So this is a research paper done by somebody at Yale University, finding that registered Republicans had a higher rate of excess deaths than registered Democrats when vaccines came out in April of 2021. All right? The study doesn't say that it's because you're a Republican that you died, but is this nonsense? What do you get out of it? I would not have brought this up, except I kept looking at it and thinking to myself, who the heck decided that this was a study? Right. I mean, why is this important even? And by the way, this was a very extensive study of 500,000 people who were 25 years and older who lived in Florida and Ohio. They took those two states and they linked party registration records to the death. The death reports, death numbers. So, anyway, I just find it nonsense.
Didn't we also learn that some of those numbers were inflated anyway? Some people died with COVID, not from COVID.
Yeah.
They were maybe already dying or had something else going on, and then they had COVID at the time, but COVID wasn't actually what took them.
I remember when we were talking about this as we were going through it, and it was revealed that the government was paying hospitals $2,000 a head for everybody who died from COVID. So, of course, the hospitals are going to fudge their records and the numbers so they get more money out of the feds. There were plenty of people who were, and this has been pointed out by any, Jack Stockwell and I certainly have talked about this, and I think Ken and I talked about it as well. He was Ken was much a believer in the vaccines, and still is, and Jack not the believer at all. And so under the circumstances, it's back to who do you believe? And it comes down to political stuff. And why should you determine your health and well-being, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, on whether you're a Republican or Democrat? I'm not taking that thing. Trump took it. What kind of stupid thinking is that? Because Trump took it, I'm not taking it. Huh? What's the matter with you?
Well, then other people were like, it's Biden's. Why? We don't trust it. The Democrats are trying to do blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Again, Trump was the one in office when all of this happened. He's the one who pushed to
have
it more readily available.
Right, yeah. And the ridiculous reality of people not wanting to take that simple, I forget what the concoction was that... But it was like it cost $30 versus the other thing.
Oh, hydrochloroquine.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Thank you. That was ridiculous, too. But I just found this was the height of something. We're going to study the people who died of COVID to find out whether they're Republicans or Democrats. Huh? Good for you. All right. Here's the guy who's been charged with hate crimes. Killed three people over a parking lot, just a parking spot. Is there any end to this kind of stupid stuff? This guy now is charged with hate crimes, as well he should be. Shot three people over a parking dispute in Annapolis, Maryland. Charles Smith faces 42 counts, three counts of first-degree murder, hate crime counts, killed, a 27-year-old, a 24-year-old, and a 55-year-old. So... this guy, I guess, was a white guy, and these people he killed were black. And
they're
so
Latino, yeah.
They're Latino, yeah, okay. So, anyway.
All right, people are so angry that the fact that, and this isn't just a one-off, people are losing their lives over a parking spot, over cutting somebody off in traffic, or maybe going too slow, over, what was the one, a child was shot in the head who wasn't even part of anything, he just happened to be standing near, when people were fighting over scooters near a beach.
Yeah. What is the matter with people? And it isn't just the heat. It's the anger created by social media and stupid television networks that only present one side of the story, and it's contorted, it's twisted, it's manipulated. You're being manipulated.
Yeah.
You must like it because you support these networks and this thinking. And some of these talk shows, anyway, we just start to say...
People are just so much more bombastic. Anger isn't shameful. It's okay to be angry. It's just what you do with that anger, how you work through that anger and identify it. And I think that there's a lot of people that either aren't being taught, or it's one of those things that people get into a group and they stop acting for themselves and they act in the group mentality, and you just become reactive instead of responsive.
Mm-hmm.
It's heartbreaking.
The mob mentality. It's mob mentality.
Yeah.
That's what it is. All right, well, let's see. We'll brush this thing away because it's time for a couple of important announcements here on Good Day at 18 after the hour.
Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
It was so you could say it faster.
No.
It's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
California says it won't allow new gas cars to be sold in California after 2035. I asked AAA's Greg Brannon if other states might follow California's lead, and here's what he said.
Yes, there's 13 states in the U.S. that follow California's emission guidelines, and some of those states have looked at adopting the same type of regulation or executive order and setting a similar target. I'm not aware of any of that have done it to this point, but I would not be surprised if we see things like specific metropolitan areas that put a target in place. Like, let's say, New York City or Chicago or one of these really heavily, densely populated areas that suffer a little bit from pollution and air quality issues. And so I wouldn't be surprised at all if we see some of those targets in those specific locations.
With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be...
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what Friends are for?
Fine, I'll just read this.
Go to CarPro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that?
Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
Well,
wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi-bum-bidi- Pardon the allergies, whether the heat's going to cook them up or not this weekend. We will find out together because you'll hear me at my best, or maybe I like to think that most every day I'm at my best. Sometimes my mind works better than my mouth, though. And so here we are.
I hear that.
There you go. Happy birthday today to Mary Garber, having her birthday. Mark Heron, listeners to the Good Day program. And Scott Vibe, that's an interesting name. Happy birthday to you. How are you doing, everybody? This is having a birthday. You're a Leo if you're celebrating your birthday today. This is beginning. Maria Trilogy was talking about that when she visited with us earlier this week. And you hear that on the Good Day download. We have actually looking back at some of the things we've talked about this week. The shark attack in Long Island. Jason Aldean's music video, the lion that was on the loose, all that kind of stuff. Plus, of course, you know, the usual things that are part of celebrating the day. All of those things, good, relevant conversation. You can hear it every day. Good Day download, gooddayshow.com. You can hear the program broadcast in its entirety, and you can pick up the bits and pieces, excuse me, the J. Damn this. Excuse me for a second.
It's rough. It really is. I felt like I was almost drowning yesterday. And the dust and dander is what's like the most extreme right now, too. So those are the indoor allergies.
Yeah, right. There's a picture I posted on my own Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, of my dog, Daisy, rolling around in the pasture. And it's kind of a cute thing. She loves to do that. But as dogs seem, well, I guess it depends on the breed sometimes. But my former bulldog didn't do this as much as Daisy. Just rolls around, upside down, wiggles around. It's kind of cute, actually. So anyway, that's something that you can see. All right, so question, one of the questions posted that Jay's put up there, would you listen to a radio station if you knew there weren't humans on air, just the AI influence? Wade Lewis says, only if there were news, just the facts, please, no emotion. So how does an artificial intelligent thing come up with the news. Where's that going to come from? One would wonder, right?
Oh, the internet. I mean, if it's all connected to the interwebs and everything, they can say what's happening, what the facts are, without putting any emotion behind it, adding the opinion.
We got a lot of response to this. Buzz says, not a chance. Live is best. Pre-recorded for replay is second best. AI is ridiculous. No chance for interaction. There's an interesting point. Yes.
Yes.
Joanne Chloe says, no, most times in the morning while driving to work, I like radio conversation. If I wanted just music, I'd put it on Pandora. Okay.
Yeah, and when you think about that there's so many ways. If you only want to listen to music and no talking, you can listen to your own playlist, your own mixes. You can do the Spotify and the iTunes thing. But people want conversation. They want actual people. And I think that's also why podcasts are doing so well and exist, because people want that.
So here's Greg, who says, yeah, there's no reason not to listen. He likes the idea. It would come down to content, and music isn't enjoyable. AI and other automation are preferable to broadcast radio stations going silent. Well, there's something to be said for that, because there are some stations that can't make it. There isn't enough support for them, so they turn the licenses in or they just shut the radio down. So that's okay. That's a thought, Greg. Terry Seavey. Hi, Terry. Terry came to the farm this weekend and brought her whole family. I'm glad to have met her and glad to have seen the family. Thank you, Terry. She writes, we need to hear real people, their emotions, their reasoning, the laughter, not some robot who has been programmed. I think that's interesting. Can you get a robot to laugh?
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden is expected to plead guilty to misdemeanor tax crimes during a court hearing in Wilmington, Delaware today. The hearing is also expected to address a deal between the Department of Justice and Hunter to avert prosecution of a felony charge of illegally possessing a firearm as a drug user. After a five-year investigation, Hunter was facing a maximum sentence of 12 years in prison for the gun violation alone. Biden received at least $1.5 million in income each year, 2017 and 2018, and willfully did not pay taxes. A federal judge is denying the Biden administration's new rules for asylum seekers at the southern border. The judge ruled against the new rule that allows immigration authorities to deny asylum to migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border if they did not first apply online or seek protection in a country they passed through. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
No conversation is complete without your input.
Hello.
Give us a call. Chime in on the conversation. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Thank you for calling.
Discovering more about the day, that's what the Good Day program is about. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the air here, there, and everywhere on the radio, downloads. You can find us on all of the podcast places, Spreaker and iHeart and those good places. Here is, I'm trying to imagine this in my mind. Okay, picture this. This is using your imagination, all right? Just if you're driving, you can't close your eyes, but if you are, if you're having breakfast or lunch or whatever, close your eyes for a minute and visualize giant kites pulling cargo ships across the ocean. This is in the mind of people who are trying to cut carbon emissions, the things that happen as you burn fossil fuel, and most all cargo ships are diesel-powered. Most of them have 1,000 horsepower engines in them, and they burn like 5 gallons of fuel a minute or some other lot of fuel. So imagine the concept of having
like a sailboat.
Yeah, kind of. That, I mean, that's really
did
what
they
it
really
is,
just
right?
reinvent the sailboat.
Yeah. So these big kites are 300 feet above the water, and they're towing. It's kind of like a surfer, right? Being pulled across the waves. The idea is now sort of being cooked up by a French company, which says it could help cargo ships reduce their fuel consumption and cut their emissions by 20%. So these are ideas coming from the same company that helped Airbus create their airplanes. So as a matter of fact, the company is called Airseas. They're developing technology which would help. There's a big market for it because people have fallen into. And who knows? I'm cynical about it because I think it's just a sales job, some of it. And some of it's practical. Some of it's good. Some of it would be very helpful. Every little bit helps. But there are things being developed also by people. I'm trying to figure out how this works. Green ammonia. You know what ammonia is?
Yeah.
There's energy in ammonia, for sure. A lot of people use ammonia to help crops grow. Anyway, so this, and they use it to, what, wash clothes? Can you do that with ammonia as well?
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that something like you, and you clean your bathroom, your bathtub?
Yeah, right, gets rid of germs. Okay, so anyway, these guys have come up with all sorts of things, and they figure this is cutting-edge technology. The kite being used is a parafoil, which is like the things that kite surfers use. It's foldable, and you can stow it when it's not needed. So if there's wind, this is how this is going to work. If there's wind, you put out these big kites, and it pulls the cargo ship. If there's no wind, you go back to using the engine, and you wrap these things up till the next time when you find a when you find the wind. There's a 700-foot-long cable that is what goes out with it. I mean, this has to be strong, no question about it. But it's an interesting. It is. It's an old sailboat. I mean, that's really what you're talking about here, right?
Yeah, I'm totally envisioning the big ships from back in the day that had all of those sails. And.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, using your imagination, you can come up with most anything. A lot of people are wondering what's going on with LeBron James' son. His name is Bronny James. He had a cardiac event. I have to ask Dr. Ken about this. He was working out at USC. He's been rushed to a hospital. It was just a basketball workout. And the spokespeople say the staff was able to treat him and take him to the hospital, stable condition, no longer in the ICU, but he went there first. And we're requesting privacy from the family. In other
well,
words,
it's one of those things that a lot of these student athletes they have these workouts that are part of the team stuff. So you have the coaches there, you have the medical personnel, the medical staff. But a lot of times these student athletes will stay behind and continue to keep working, or they'll go work out on their own or something like that. And it's a miracle that this didn't happen while he was by himself or doing an unofficial practice that didn't have the medical personnel around.
Yeah. This is tough. I mean, think about it as a father. I can remember LeBron James, when he first got started, didn't go to college at 18. He was so good that he went right.
He went straight from high school. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yep. He's done wonders with his notoriety. He's helped a lot of people. He's got other businesses going on. But this is, you separate all that stuff. He's a father. So any father who goes through this sort of thing, or any mother, it's going to be a terrifying thing to look at your child and wonder, is he or she going to make it? And that's, you know, what do you What do you say after that? You send some good wishes and a goodwill, yeah. And I hope it goes on. All right, here's some more people in the news. This is Emil Davidson we're talking about now. He hunts for pieces of comets that fall to Earth. As a matter of fact, he's created a jewelry business by making things out of space debris. Listen, why not, right? Meteorites online, I guess that's the thing called. He sells his pendants for $100. They make these pendants from small fragments of the meteorites that he says he, in his advertising, says this is a million year, well, some of this stuff is billions of years old. Makes watches. He sells them for $395. He's a meteorite hunter, in a manner of speaking. He's been on a lot of serious expeditions around the Earth, went up to the Arctic Circle, been to the deserts, and he finds all kinds of space debris, or so he says. So are you trusting this? A lot of times when you hear these things being, you know, there's a lot of gold being sold on the air, or I remember doing commercials a number of years ago for things that were valuable investments, and you get a certificate of authenticity with this thing or that thing, and that's a bunch of hooey. But anyway,
I would think that if you did buy into this, you could take it somewhere to truly get it tested and see if it's authentic, and if not, he's liable for lawsuits.
Right. Well.
But I also would think, wouldn't you charge more than that? Is it really that easy to go around hunting for a meteorite fragment?
That's what I would wonder.
To Earth?
Yeah.
It just seems
he has a special tool.
So much more.
A special metal detector that he uses that has pulse indicators that emit high amperage signals that create electromagnetic fields around the detector. Who understands that? I'm looking at this thinking, okay, shall I read this? Yes, and I did. So, basically what I take out of this is that these various meteorite, these pieces, they are unique by the definition. Brett, how many meteorites do you have in your backyard? But maybe, well, there's a question. Maybe you do have them. You just don't know they're in the dirt, right? There'd be lots of these things around. But you know what? What I give him credit for is being, this is unique. He's created a business out of something out of nothing. And to him and to those who do that, I offer you congratulations. Keep up the good work. It's great to have people use their imagination and the tools that are available to them to come up with something new. Great. All right, let's see who else. People in the news. Katie Ledecky. You know who she is?
Incredible swimmer.
Swimmer, yep. She has tied Michael Phelps' world record with a gold medal finish in the 1,500-meter freestyle swimming race. Wow, this is great. She says she's one of the sport's best, and she is.
She is, genuinely.
Yeah. Yep. You know what it takes to do a 1,500-meter kind of stamina and strength, literally muscular strength that you have to have. That's why a lot of these swimmers, even though they're svelte, they have big muscles in their arms and in their shoulders and stuff because they have to pull themselves around using those muscles. And apparently she went the 1,500 meters in 15 minutes and 26 seconds the other day. She's won 5 world titles in 2 different events. She's also tied Phelps, who's the most decorated Olympian, by the way, of all time, for the most individual world titles. Good for her. How old is this lady, this young lady?
She's 26.
26. That's right. Okay. So, yep. Somebody that... this is the stuff that dreams are made out of. Right? If you can dream it, this is just an example. Anything that you want to put into your head. She determined that she was going to be the best. And she has worked at it. Mm-hmm. Worked in the gym, worked in the pool. She's got a mental attitude that's great. So, she's a winner. And that's what you like about people. They're winners. Not everybody can be winners in everything, but you can be a winner in something. Right? You're going to be the best in something. Here's a guy that wasn't best. Excuse me. Guy who was wanted. The police were trying to find this guy, and so he hid from them in a freezer. Not a great move. This guy lived in Minnesota. His name is Brandon Bushman. Found dead in the chest freezer in his home. He latched it inside, couldn't get out. I shouldn't chuckle, should I? Or should I? Huh? Yes, no.
It's like one of those, what is it, 100 stupid
Darwin
things
Awards.
To die.
Yeah, well, yeah, Darwin Awards. You get into the freezer. he thought that it had been off, but apparently, well, even if it was off, the latch inside didn't work, and so that was the end of that. The medical examiner.
He couldn't tell it was cold when he was getting in, that it was it wasn't off.
I don't know. People do this. What is that? Isn't there, wasn't there an old TV show, People Do the Dumbest Things? Maybe that counts into that. Michael Jackson, a couple of things floating around about him. There are a couple of documentaries that are being... Why are there... I suppose because people are interested still in Michael Jackson and his story, right? The story of him and his brothers and his family. This one is not a great story. The one that's floating around now about the sexual abuse stuff that he had been charged with, that sort of those lawsuits went away when he died. Well, they're being revived now. Matter of fact, there's a court in California this week that is considering the dismissal of lawsuits. Should they be, you know, these people, the children that have grown up that were supposedly affected by him, want money from his estate. And the children in question both appeared in that documentary in 2019 about him. I also saw something about his doctor, Conrad Murray, has opened a medical institute. This was 12 years ago when he was convicted of manslaughter and the death of Michael Jackson, so maybe people have forgotten. So you want to get better? Go see Dr. Murray. Uh-huh. That's a recommendation. I was Michael Jackson's doctor. Okay. 48 after on Good Day. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. When you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, you may end up connecting with the lovely and talented Elizabeth Miller. Now, people ask me, what are the ingredients of Calitrin?
Well, it's got just really three primary ingredients. So the number one ingredient is collagen protein, and that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue, repair joints, and it revs up your metabolism naturally. The second ingredient is digestive enzymes that make sure that your body absorbs all of the collagen protein. The third ingredient is a small amount of aloe vera, and that is just a healing property to add to the Calitrin because, you know, a lot of our customers do have joint pain and old injuries. Yep. The combination of those three are just so great for your overall health and well-being. And then, of course, proven for the weight loss.
All right, let's talk about the deal. What can we expect?
Well, right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Check it out at toploss.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
One of my favorite times during the week is when we entertain the thoughts of Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show. Find out about him at thepetshow.com. He's here to talk about Joe Biden's dog. And let's see, we could probably spend the time that we have set aside for you to talk about how stupid this whole thing is. The story, if you have not heard it, Joe Biden's dog named Commander has apparently bitten Secret Service agents about 10 times so far. So what is there about this after the first bite that you leave the dog with the Secret Service? Or what? I'm sure that some of the right-wing radio programs are loving this and interpreting it any number of ways. So what's your interpretation of this?
First of all, it's not the dog's fault. Let's get that off the record. This has been my profession for almost 50 years, and one of the most common things I deal with is dogs that show aggressive behavior, because a lot of the dogs I deal with are rescued or abused. A lot of the dogs had aggressive behavior, and someone professionally, ego aside, can help resolve those issues. Now, this dog bit 10 times in 4 months. You would assume that someone would get involved with a behaviorist or a trainer, but according to reports that I'm reading, Doug, amazing, that the president was unaware of the bad habits of the dog, and his wife had no control over the dog, and the groundskeeper's been seen walking the dog all over the place. What this dog needs, if you have a dog, and I've trained dogs for senior citizens in nursing homes and hospitals, if you have a dog that's showing aggressive behavior early on, what you need to do is really socialize the dog, educate the dog, and really work on the behavior. So a lot of people are saying, well, if my dog bit so many times, I put him to sleep, or if another dog bit so many times, I put him to sleep. Why is the dog biting. Dogs are not born aggressive. Why is the dog biting? There's a reason for it. Kind of my opinion is you name a dog Commander, he might be more assertive anyway. But the bottom line is this is a problem that could be resolved working with a behaviorist. However, there is a lot of stress at the White House. I don't think a dog belongs at the White House unless it's a guard dog with an officer walking around. But there's too many things going on, too many people, too many commands being given to the dog, too many different voices, too many people running around, too many scents, too many yelling, too much screaming. It's enough to make a person crazy, let alone a poor dog. So my heart goes out to Commander. It's not his fault. I just hope that someone gets involved in terms of working with him on behavior to resolve these issues.
Well, there are people in the Secret Service that want him put down, and one of the guys that leads the White House group said if it had been anybody else's dog, he would have been already put down. He needs a muzzle. And that's what somebody else.
Well, see, the worst thing you can do for an aggressive dog, let me just go back for a second. Years ago, when I would be called in with a very, very aggressive dog, I would teach the dog guard dog training. It's like teaching an aggressive kid karate. You teach them when to be aggressive and when not to be aggressive. The same procedure works with a dog. If you have an aggressive dog, you take that aggression and you control it in different directions. That's what the dog needs. He doesn't need to be killed. It's not the dog's fault he was brought to the White House. It's not the dog's fault he was undersocialized. It's not the dog's fault of the topper environment that he lives in. Bottom line is, let's get off this thing of blaming the dog. Let's blame the real situation. It's the lack of exposure the dog had to proper training and education early on.
So this is a German Shepherd. Are they more likely, less likely, or the same as any other dog
most
to be biters?
Most incredible dogs in the world. When I was stationed in Europe, Doug, I worked with advanced training, something called Schützen training, Belgian ring sport training, Polizeihund training. These dogs are incredible dogs. In fact, German Shepherds are probably the most mellow dogs, the most great family dogs, if they're brought up properly and socialized. The bottom line is, I don't believe this dog was brought up properly or socialized or educated early on and just let be. And if you just let a dog be like a child, let them be, they develop bad habits.
Okay. So for those of you who are politically in step with these things, Warren won't tell you this, but I'll tell you this. There are, in my mind, the dog's going to be just like, I say this on the farm all the time when people ask me about the cows and why they're so friendly. They're going to be exactly how you treat them. They're going to grow up to be sweet dogs, sweet cows, sweet children, if you treat them with love and are sweet to them. If you are an a-hole with them, if you're nasty, if you are treating them, you know, with the muzzles and whips and whatever else it is, then the dog's going to be as this dog is. So you can do whatever you want. The Republicans will say, yeah, see, I told you Joe Biden was no good. Whatever it is, you can draw your own conclusions. This dog didn't get this way naturally. This dog has been either mistreated or not trained. This dog deserves to be someplace else, actually. Somebody said, wouldn't it be good if the local Washington dog officer went in and took the dog away from him for mistreatment? That's a story and a half.
There you go.
All right. So anyway, that's the latest on the Commander the Dog story at Joe Biden's White House. Warren Eckstein here on the Good Day program, 59 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.